And at this time, we're going to join Dick Newman with the wrestling.
We're at the Xcel Energy Center, and we're waiting for the 285-pound weight class for the heavyweight from Ortonville, Mika. And who is he wrestling, Danny?
He is wrestling Alex Arsvold from Pine Island, senior, 31-1 record. Pretty impressive record again here. So, but I guess there's a lot of them down here.
Yeah. Well, they had a delay because the scoreboard had turned off. Somebody pulled the plug, but they put it back in, so we're ready to go. Once again, that first period is just 1 minute.
Yeah, it doesn't give guys a lot of time to get things done in that first period. They got to get right after it.
Both of them about the same size, pretty good size young men. And both with good records. I guess you have to be to get down here.
Yep.
Oh, Miska tried to go in the body lock, and his opponent got him in a body lock. Now who's going to win that battle?
And Miska goes to his back. Arsvold takes him down and has got him down for at least a two-point takedown and some near fall. Three-point near fall,
yeah,
I believe.
Leading 5-0. You now get in that body lock like that, and it's you teeter back and forth, and it's almost like flipping a coin who's going to get it. And
well, good job by Miska getting off his back. Like we said earlier, these big guys go to their back. A lot of them don't come off. It's
right.
Tough. You get a big guy on top of you, but Miska was able to keep momentum going and worked his way through, so kept himself alive anyway.
Yep.
That's the end of the first period, 5-0.
Arsvold deferred, and Miska looked over at his coach, and Joe Eustace told him to go down, so that's where he's at. Off the whistle, he's trying to stand up. Arsvold throws in a leg. And working on a cradle on him.
He's got a cradle locked up, which is hard to believe at heavyweight. You don't see that too often, but Miska was able to break that cradle and stretch himself out. Break Arsvold's grip.
Now Arsvold has got one leg trapped and he's holding on to the other leg, trying to put the cradle on again, it looks like.
Yeah. And Miska is coming up into a four-point stance here on his feet and on his hands. And there Arsvold does get the cradle locked up and takes Miska over. He's going to get at least a three-point near fall here.
And there's a lot of time left in this period, a minute and 15 seconds. Miska just trying to break that grip, break the hands clasp of,
looks like
Arsvold. Arsvold got it on tighter now, rolled him in and found a little more room and pinned him at the 1 minute and 56 second mark. So the season and career ends for Nick Miska, but at least he got a state tournament trip. So that completes the round for the A wrestlers that we are following, and we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll be back for the double A one match at 220 pounds for Cole Bungardner. We'll call back when we're ready to go with that.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by D&K RV Sales South of Canby, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ludvigson Tiling, Norm's Machinery Repair, Moberg Meat Center, Canby, Prairie Brand Seeds, Syngenta Seeds, The Wald Agency, Kluver Law Office, Miller Services Incorporated, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Jim's Market in Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dawson Grain Co-op, State Farm Insurance, Farmers Co-op Elevator, Canby Drug and Gift, Dawson Truck Parts. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Barn and Marshall, American Surplus, Montevideo, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Nielsen Lanes, Dawson Oil Company, Canby Farmers Grain, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Tenson Marine, Madison Dental Clinic. Section sports brought to you by Klein Bank and Madison, Lee Motor Company, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Agency, Helena Chemical Company, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Bothan Insurance, Woodstock Telephone Company, Lean Lumber, Hutt Oil Company and Boyd, Heartland Motor Company, Morris, Doug Service and Marine, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Boris Crop Insurance, Jeff Olson Seeds, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Jubilee Foods. Section sports brought to you by the Lockbarrel Co-op Oil Company, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Bank of Dawson, NAU Country Insurance, Ron Antony, Farmers Merchant State Bank in Appleton, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Fernald's Crop Insurance, other section sponsors, P.K. Egan's Restaurant in Canby, First Security Bank in Canby, Madison Bottling, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, A&B Auto, Conkleman Construction, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Heartland Eye Care, and Lackmarl Mutual Insurance.
From the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Duman and Danny Lee, we're waiting for Cole Bungarden to come out. He'll be in the next batch, so you always want to be ready just in case there's a quick spin, Dan.
You never know, that this time of the year, in the wrestle backs, who knows what their frame of mind is. Somebody could just give up, and yeah, so you want to be ready.
Got to remember, and I'm sure Cole is well aware, that first period is a quick one. It goes by, you know, we're used to six-minute matches, and the first couple ones that we've done here, wow, that first period went by fast.
Well, especially for the bigger guys, you know, it seems like they've got to get in there and get some push-pull going and kind of bump and grind a little bit to get things going. But, that first minute goes really quick then.
Well, we're in the second period of the match before Cole. Let's run through how he's done so far.
Well, his first match, he wrestled Zachary Jakes, who was the number two ranked guy in the guillotine. It was a pretty good match going there for a while, and then Cole got turned a couple times. Ended up being 7-1 at the end of the first period, so he's still in the match. And then Jakes caught him in a... Cole was trying to stand up and get away, and they kind of just got in a scramble, and Cole went to his backs, and as we've said before, you know, down here, these guys are all good enough to pin you, so if you go to your back, you might be in trouble. And Cole wasn't able to get out and got pinned. So, in this match now, he'll be wrestling Elshon Robbs of Flake, who is also a senior, 35-6 record. So,
Regardless, he's fortunate that he got a wrestle back.
Yeah.
It's tough to come down here and go one and done, and that's what happened to his teammate here this year in Mason Hutt. They're closing out a fine career.
They've been going at it for quite a while, these guys.
Well, we got a little time here. We can review how he did last week. That was pretty positive. In the section tournament, he was, of course, a section champ. In the first match he wrestled, he won by fall at the 429 mark over Colby Winninger from New Ulm. Then he won by a major decision over Bryce Schmidt over Coatt County, and then 3-0 over Marcus Herrera. But he really opened things up. I thought he had a great tournament.
Yeah, we talked about that afterwards. You know, those big guys just got to go out and maul people. And, I mean, Cole and Mason both in the section tournament did exactly that. They just went out and just kind of beat people up legally, of course, but I mean, yeah, they just got real physical with kids, and that's the way those two really need to wrestle, and it worked for them great last weekend. So you know, down here there may be physical enough kids to stop some of this stuff, but yeah, we were pretty impressed with the way they wrestled in the individual tournament.
Yeah, for sure. And every now and then you get a little break, and we go around and we talk to people. Matt, and you and I and Lauren Hacker had a chat, and we talked about the wrestling actually is a form of a martial art. It actually is one of the original Olympics. You know, the five circles of the Olympics, different color circles, represent an activity, and one of them is wrestling. You know, you got the long distance run like the marathon because of the messenger that was sent from the plains of Athens to Athens to let them know the British are coming. No, the barbarians are coming. And that ended up to be 26 miles, 300 and some yards, and so many feet and inches. And that's what the measurement is for the marathon. If you have a long distance run, then you have a shorter one. Then you have throwing of an object, and you see all these Greek gods and that throwing the discus or whatever. And then another one of brute strength would be wrestling. And in the Olympics, there is a form called Greco-Roman wrestling that goes all the way back to ancient times. So one of those circles of the five is for wrestling.
Yeah, it's a physical sport. I mean, these kids... Yeah, I remember Cole specifically because that's when my son Justin was still doing the elementary stuff. And when Justin was a sixth grader, Cole would have probably been a second grader. And he was in as an individual. And I remember he went out there and the kid shot in on him and Cole went down to block it. And it kind of caught him right below the eye socket, and it just puffed up. I mean, it was just purple that night. And we said, that's a badge of honor. And we were, you know, making fun. And it didn't bother him a bit, you know. So I knew he was going to be a tough kid when he got older, and he sure has turned out to be that.
Yeah, and a super kid. I mean, Joe and Lisa did a great job in raising that fine young man.
Yep.
He works with the kids in the summertime with the summer recreation program. I'm sure he is their hero, just like the people that we look up to, and we can look up to that young man for sure.
Yeah, those guys don't realize how much those young kids look up to them. So yeah, they play a big role.
Well, that match is just completing now, so here comes Cole Bungarden.
Well, let's hope he's in a great frame of mind here, go out and just attack this last match. And, well, hopefully it's not his last match.
Hopefully it's not his last match.
Attack this last match of the day and,
right,
and get it done.
Well put.
As I said, he'll be wrestling Elshon Robbs. Don't really know nothing about him, but from Blake.
Blake is a private school down in the St. Louis Park area. And it has big enough enrollment that it would be a double-A school. I don't know the history of their wrestling program, but obviously they have one pretty good wrestler.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good record. And also a senior, so.
Yeah.
Cole's out on the mat.
And he'll be wearing the green. Oh, looks like he's got the
red one.
They're sitting on the green chairs, though, Ross and Hank.
They'll have to switch sides, baby. Unless.
If I could have your attention, please. Would an Anoka coach please come down to the announcer's table?
I'm not sure what the holdup is there.
Probably waiting for the Blaine kid.
Now wrestling on that.
Blake kid.
Oh, waiting for his headgear.
Oh, waiting for his headgear. Okay.
Well, he can't be too ready to wrestle if he forgot his headgear, I'll tell you that. That might be a good sign.
He's wearing a kind of a navy blue singlet, so we can tell him apart. So, and here we go, 1 minute.
Will a coach from Bloomington Kennedy please come to the head table? Bloomington Kennedy.
Locked up, moving around. Which, like Danny said, the big boys like to feel each other out and see what opens up for them.
There's a lot of head fighting and hand fighting going on in that first minute or two of a match, and this is just how it settles. Cole's a little bit of push in there. He tries to drag by, and Cole just shoves him right off the mat. They go back to the middle.
Down to 34 seconds.
Half the period's gone almost already. Yeah. So. You don't have a lot of time to do stuff, and you don't want to go out and risk anything to rush it either, so most of these big guys don't do a whole lot that first minute.
Yeah. Winding down here under 10 seconds. Ooh.
Yeah, Cole kind of swung him by.
Rob's kind of lost his balance, and he could have maybe taken advantage of it, but he wasn't far enough. By the time he would have reacted, Rob's would have been ready for him. There's the end of the first period, no score. Flip of the disc goes to Rob's, and he chooses down. Smart move on his part. It was a 0-0 tie after the first period. Off the whistle. Cole trying to break him down.
When he gets a wrist pulled back, Robbs is able to get his wrist back out in front of him, but Cole had it pulled back for a little bit.
Cole with the deep waist trying to break those hips all the way down, so he's belly down. Then he can work on that butcher if he can, go across the face and grab that elbow.
Yeah, he's done two nice exchanges on, and he's got him. He almost got rolled, and Cole was rocked all the way over, and then he caught Robbs, and he just hit a burst and come back, and now he's got Robbs on his back. A lot of time, minute 24.
Time.
He can just settle into this.
Yep.
Robbs is going to get his arm back through, but Cole is going to pick up three near fall.
Now he can go across. He's got him flat on his belly. Now Rob gets up, but he tried to break him down again. Yeah, Rob initiated the move, and Cole just reacted with it.
Yeah, he kind of hit a quick little roll, and Cole was rocked way over to the side, but he planted a foot and just come back up over it. And
there he did that roll again, but they went off the mat.
Yeah.
So 1 minute left, and Cole ahead by the score of 3-0 via that three-point near fall.
Rolled out of bounds next to Coach Jurgensen and Coach Ireland, and they're both on their feet. I'm sure they're telling him, watch that elbow. Don't give him that elbow. He's going to try and roll you again. So giving him a little information that sometimes when you're wrestling, you don't even think about. You're just reacting, you know. So something the coaches saw that probably could try to help out. Cole doing a great job of riding, just keeping Dobbs Robs down. But now Robs kind of swings him out. They're still calling Cole's in control. They have not given a escape yet.
There now they have. Yeah. Now they're both up on their feet again. 30 seconds and counting. And Cole just has to be smart about it.
Yeah. Right here, you got a 2-point lead, and you're probably going to choose down. If you can get away, you're going to go up by 3 points. Oh, and he does a great little spin around right on the edge of the mat.
Got the takedown. So leading 5-1 with 8 seconds left in the second period.
I think Rob just took a little break out there. They were right on the edge of the mat. Cole was actually probably out of bounds with his feet, and Rob's head was facing the edge of the mat, and Cole just did a quick spin around, and I think he just caught Rob's a little bit off guard there, and it surprised him. So 2 seconds left to go in the second period here, and Cole rides him out. So he takes a 5-1 lead into the third period. That was two big points right there, and now he gets to choose down, and if he can get away, he's going to have a 5-point lead, which is tough to overcome unless you get throwing.
Rob riding from the right side. Cole tried to stand up, but he's on a good base right now, and now Rob broke him down to his stomach, is working on an arm bar. He's got that arm trapped underneath. He's going to try to tip him, maybe try a tilt.
Trying to get a tilt in there. Cole turns his hips and blocks it. Right here, there's been no warnings for stalling either, so Cole can just lay there and keep rocking back and forth as Robs tries to get that tilt and just kind of keep moving and blocking. Here now, Robs has got that arm scoop, but he's getting Cole tilted. It's not any threat of a pinhold or anything, but I don't think he got two counts either. Oh, he did. Two counts in there, so he picks up two near fall.
So it's 5-3 with a minute left in the match. He's trying that move again to tilt Cole right on the edge of the mat. Cole trying to get out. One count, but no more.
Good job getting to the edge of the mat.
And once supporting part of Rob's goes out of bounds, they break the match. So Cole will get a fresh start from referee's position down.
Cole's just got to work hard on keeping his elbows in here so Rob's can't get that kind of a tilt on him. Broke him down. He pulls the wrist back and then scoops the elbow.
Let's have a good whistle. Yeah, he tried to sit back, and Rob brought him down. Rob working on some hand control, one-on-one, trying to get that wrist underneath. Now he comes across the face.
Still no warnings on the mat here yet, so Cole can just keep blocking, and now here comes the warning. I probably shouldn't have said that, but
20 seconds left, though.
There's he's still up by two, so all he's going to do
is trying to get up on his feet.
Keep crawling.
Yep.
Doing a good job of blocking.
Keep back getting up to your base.
Don't let your opponent get a hold of any elbows or anything. And
10 seconds, less than that. Right on the edge of the mat. Rob trying to turn out, and he's not going to do it. And there's Cole Bungarden wins by the score of 5-3, and he will wrestle again tomorrow. We don't know right now who his opponent will, but by tomorrow we will. And congratulations to Cole.
Yeah, great match.
He'll be in the... This was not his last career wrestling match. That was a good one for him.
That's a good deal.
Yep. Congratulations.
Good
deal. And his parents, Joe and Lisa. With that, we are done for day one of individual wrestling here at the state tournament. It's been a good day. We had 17 started, and we've got six, I think, in the semis, and a pretty good number of wrestlebacks right away in the morning, and unfortunately, all six or so that are ended their year and maybe career. But we'll be on the air. I'll be on the air about 8:30 tomorrow morning and give a recap of this whole session, and then we'll right away, bright and early at 9 o'clock, we'll come back with the next round of wrestlebacks. And at 10:15, six wrestlers will be in the semifinals. Five. from Class A and Peyton Mortensen from AA. So for Danny Lee and Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman reporting. Good night, everyone.
Rebel Camper in Clare City invites you over to their annual Spring RV Show at the Wilmer Civic Center starting Thursday, March 23rd through Sunday, March 26th. Check out Rebel Camper's fifth wheels and travel trailers. They're dealers for Ice Castle, Cedar Creek, and Cougar, and Conquest Campers. Serving Western Minnesota area for over 29 years, Rebel Camper in Clare City is the place to pick up your next camper. Check out rebelcamper.com for all the information about the annual Spring RV Show at the Wilmer Civic Center starting Thursday, March 23rd. Hope to see you all there.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee, brought to you by AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Prairie Brand Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Prairie Winds Wellness, Dawson Truck Parts, Farmers Co-op Association, Jim's Market in Canby, Dawson Grain Co-op, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Ludvigson Tiling, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Heartland Motor Company, Hot Oil Company, American Surplus. Wrestling brought to you by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Mineota Building Center, Jeff Olson Seed, Schulke Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Bottling Company, NAU Country Insurance, United Wrestling Club, Mineota Vet Clinic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Blackboro Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Haslin Construction, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tri-County Vet Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Bank of the West, Mineota, and Norm's Machinery Repair. Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.